Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both small.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. I'm your host, Nevermore. And this time we got Frosty, we got Oink, and we got Uncle Fester. And all the good shit happened before we said, welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. So sorry about that.
And that's the show, folks. Thanks to K-Bar for sponsoring us, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, God. So we were lost when the Oink was committing cannibalism for our show because I get through it and I'm like, oh, crap, sponsors. And I was like, buy K-Bar soap, ditch the bar, grab the grenade, and yeah, that works.
Yeah, well, we did have 10 minutes talking about the knife hand rehab.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was free advertisement in there. So.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to this stupid phone. Facebook, you know, Bo's been bitching about it, and it's true. I got the one message, you know, saying that, you know, you weren't feeling it great. I set my phone down, went into the kitchen there and grabbed some fucking Advil and shit because, I've been sore lately and whatnot. But took some medicine. The wife's like, hey, can you reach this off the shelf from, you know, making dinner and stuff? I'm like, yeah, I can reach that. So I got up there and got some shit down, and the next thing you know, I go back, sit down for a couple seconds and look at the phone. I'm like, holy shit, 15 messages. And that's just as Frosty texted me. And I got the text alert at that point. But I didn't get any other alerts whatsoever of anything from Messenger. So I was like, what the hell?
I keep my alerts off because if I kept that Facebook would ding all day. Messenger would ding. Facebook would ding. No. Not happening. But it was okay. We explained to them that you were being carnivorous and eating your own kind, so.
Hey, bacon is good. That's all I'm going to say. Leave it at that.
If Oink could reach his hindquarters, he would take a bite out of his own ham butt.
Hell yeah. I lose a couple pounds. Well, then I gain it. Never mind. It would be a vicious cycle, I think.
Except it doesn't regrow back. I don't think ham grows back.
I don't know. You haven't seen my mom's hat. I mean, never mind.
Well, we need a bust and butt this weekend. We thought about you, Oink.
Oh, so sweet.
I think about you every time I go to a Walmart and die laughing. Why does DV Oink hate Walmart? Besides, it's Walmart. God.
You haven't been to Alaska Walmart, have you? Tundra Wookiees is no fucking joke. And then you got the natives. Hey, cousin, got a smoke? No, motherfucker, you see me smoking? I'm standing out here waiting for somebody. God, go leave me alone. Just get the hell out of here.
And why are you usually at Walmart for like a minimum of an hour and a half?
You know, if you'd have to ask my mother that. I swear to God, the store hasn't changed in the 10, 12 years I've been up here. It's been set up the exact same since that day one. So you know that, you know, if you walk in the doors, to your right is where all your, you know, shampoo and shit is. To the left is the groceries. Right there in the center is all your clothes. So usually I would, me personally, I'd make a list, right? Okay, I got to get, I'm out of deodorant. That's over in this aisle. Oh, yeah, what else do I need? Oh, yeah, I need some shampoo or whatever, right? So you'd write all that stuff that you need in that section down on the list first or whatever, right? Wherever you're going to start at. And then you just work your way around. That's just me. I swear to God, she's like, okay, I'm out of shampoo. So she writes it down and then goes about her day. Oh, wait a minute. I need the lettuce for a salad. Oh, yeah, I need salad dressing and this and this. And then goes back the next day and, oh, yeah, I forgot the conditioner. So she writes, and I swear she goes off that list in the order she writes it down. So she's like traveling the store 500 times, left, right, left, right. I mean, playing Army Walmart, I guess, left, right. You know, I don't know.
Does she use
an hour and a half later. Cart. Yeah.
Does she use one of them electric carts? Because, you know, that could be fun.
No, she probably drained the battery out on that thing. An hour and a half? Come on. I don't know how long they last, but.
No. It lasts longer than that. But what's funny is I don't make a list because I always forget the list. So I just start, like you said, I start this away and I go immediately in and I hit anything I need in personal care. And then I shoot up the middle. So I'm passing housewares, hardware, all of that. And then I make a big right so that I pass electronics, which is in the back. And then I get to the back of grocery and I literally start at the back and work my way forward, going down each aisle only one time. And I can still get out of there faster than your mother.
Yep.
And that's with me having ADHD. And sometimes I wander off and then come back to where I started.
Ooh, squirrel. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's the only thing I can contribute it to because I really don't have a clue.
What the fuck's a squirrel doing in Walmart?
Well, maybe they snuck underneath the Tundra Wookiee skirt. I don't know. Don't ask.
We had a 6-foot black snake there like 2 weeks ago. And they're like, where in the hell did a black snake come from? And I was like, well, here's the funny thing. A few years back, it was about 2 years before this, I was minding my own business in my own parking lot, and I was walking in the fire lane up near the building, and I go and I have to run this dude off from taking a shower in our outside spigot, right? So all was good, lane clear, just had been through it. So I turn around and I'm on my phone and I go to step and I hear a hiss and I look down and I'm almost dead on a black snake's head. Sucker's pissed. And we're up against the building. So I get my radio out. And I actually, the only time I've ever been allowed to cuss on that said radio, I cuss on this one, but on that said radio, because I came across, luckily I was on a second channel, as there's a fucking snake out here. So one of the associates took said snake to the woods. So I think he came back to visit to scare the shit out of me, only he was an hour too early. I wasn't at work yet. So the funny part about the squirrel is, somehow some kind of park ranger ended up being there, captured this booger. Well, it was really, really cold, so he had eaten a large meal. Well, they can't digest when it's cold. So while they throwing him over in the truck, he puked up a whole squirrel.
Nice.
I'm like, how did a black snake catch a squirrel?
And there's Cooter. Hey, man, you going to finish that? You want me to go ahead and take that up the sidewalk for you?
Oh, no. So there was they said that it was a clusterfuck because there was a man out there trying to whack it with a cane, pissing it off. And it's a black snake. It's not going to hurt you. I mean, if they get big enough, they can wrap on you a little bit and their bites, not poisonous, but it'll make you a little bit sick. But you don't kill a black snake. Everybody knows you don't kill a black snake. And so my manager is texting me while I'm driving to work. So I'm looking at my phone and I'm like, you want me to what? So he's telling me, hey, call animal control. So I'm driving down the interstate at like 80 miles an hour, trying to find animal control in my phone, and I call them and I was like, hey, there's like a 6-foot black snake. And they're like, yeah, we know. This man called it in. And apparently he's out there trying to poke it with a stick. And I'm like, okay. So when I finally get there, it's all gone. But I was like, dude, had I arrived? And now that he's not surprising the shit out of me because I almost stepped on him last time. And you know that initial, and y'all, I know y'all got snakes in Alaska, but maybe it's not as bad. Nope. You know that initial go to step? So you don't know nope rope or danger noodle. So you automatically freak out. And once you jump back, you feel foolish because it was just a nope rope. See, I'll pick up a nope rope and I'll take him back to the woods. I will not pick up a danger noodle because, I mean, they're poisonous, so it's a bad idea. In case anybody was wondering, nope ropes, danger noodles, not the same thing.
You know, that's the one good thing about Alaska. I think the only reptile we really have up here is frogs.
Ooh,
maybe some turtles.
Dude, I am the world's worst about wearing shoes, and there is nothing more gross than stepping on a frog barefooted.
And of all places, Fairbanks, where you can get -60. Yeah, it's strange. I'm sure we got them down here, too. I just don't go looking for them.
They should start singing soon because the weather's just about. Our weather is on Xanny. I swear to God, the weather is on Xanax because it will go 80, 85 degrees, and then it'll go 56 degrees. It's May, so we should already be in the warm weather. April, the saying April will be rainy. It'll be this. No, April was bipolar and May is its mother. And you can't adjust because it'll be 85 degrees. I'm like, I shouldn't have wore pants. But then the next day, I'm like, glad I wore pants.
And this weekend, she'll prove it.
Why? What's it supposed to be this weekend? I'm scared to look at the weather.
Well, we went from 70 degrees to 55 just after this last thunderstorm. And this weekend, supposedly, it's going down in the 30s.
What the fuck is 30-degree weather in May in the South?
And the mountains are expecting snow for 3 days.
Mother Nature, go home. You're just as drunk as the virus. Stupid state still closed.
And if COVID doesn't get you, the Hornets will.
Dude, you ever feel like they're playing a game on Jumanji somewhere and we're the target?
I'm just waiting for the fucking stampede next.
I was going to say, the one I saw comes next is the Flaming Flying Spiders.
I don't know, but it's like, they're like, okay, well, they're not really scared of COVID anymore. Release the murder hornets. I mean, I feel like...
Navy and Marine Corps have them.
I mean, I feel like it's like we're all in a game of Hunger Games here.
It's like, so...
Murder hornets, nope, tracker jackers, same thing.
Do who?
If you've never watched Hunger Games, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. But they have these little killer insect flying hornet looking things that are called tracker jackers. I'm a nerd. I read the books.
I will stick with Cracker Jacks, thank you.
Stupid ass. So we'll start with Frosty since we never let him talk. What'd you do this week besides work?
Slept, ate.
And pooped. You pooped it. Poop.
You got you a new parking space. Nothing.
He was just borrowing that one, I think.
Yeah, I stole that one.
So he stole a parking space.
Well, at least while I was painting that particular crosswalk, I got to use that parking space.
I'm pretty sure he stole the sign that goes on there, but we won't talk about that.
Well, it said reserved for DV, so I assumed it was for me.
Oh, my gosh. So he took a picture. And I can see why he can walk around with a mean mug, Marine attitude, because he ain't a small fella. I mean, I already knew he wasn't a small fella, but now that I've seen a picture of him beside the sign, whoo, Jesus. Hulk, mad, Frosty, kill.
Frosty, smash.
Exactly. It's like he's the cross between the Hulk and the abominable snowman, so picture that.
Here's one for you. A funny story for that one. When I was in the Marine Corps, a buddy of mine were in the gym, and we were having a bench press contest, and I'm just about maxed out, and he trying to press up, and all of a sudden he goes, you know what? You look like Lou Ferrigno when you're bench pressing. And if those of you that are too young to remember or forgot, Lou Ferrigno played the Incredible Hulk back in the day.
Yes.
Okay.
And ever since then, all of your banners and Hulks have sucked.
But it was just, it's like almost there. And then he said that, and all of a sudden it clicked as to what he was saying, and I just lost it. He had to help that last with that last one. It's like, damn it, I almost had you beat.
Oink, how was your week besides shuffling your mother around the Walmart? And I broke
that was
hip.
Weekends. Yeah, that's the weekends. Weekends have been too bad. Minus this fucking, you know, getting older shit sucks. Got the gout in the left toe, got, you know, a bum hip on the right side, so. I'm kind of got my pimp walk going, so it looks kind of funny. But, you know, it's been a regular week. Work has been, how would I say, slow? Because, yeah, we're finding busy work. Let's put it that way.
Are you all in mandatory masks?
Only when we're in the vehicles because, yeah. Although, check this shit out. We had one guy that was actually out in the middle of an open field on base surveying like a dig site. And our illustrious wing safety decides to drive up to him and tells him to put on a mask. Motherfucker, I'm out in the middle of a field. What the fuck do I need a mask on for? If I need a damn paper mask or cloth mask out in the middle of the field while I'm on a base,
then we're all going to die
anyway.
Mop
four. Yeah, I better be in fucking mop four because there's some serious shit going on. So, yeah, our wing safety is a little fucking retarded as usual.
Well, I progressively come up with newer and more creative ways to fuck with work and a mask. This week's fuckery is a word I can't say, so I'm going to have JJ tune in and say what I just bought.
Mug.
Yeah, you cut off.
Shemug.
So I'm going to be in Afghanistan garb, except it won't be on top of my head because not a Muslim. So that's the newest this week that I'm trying.
Nice.
The search for something that doesn't hurt my face is never ending. But this is literally the softest material because it's actually from Afghanistan. I ordered it from Combat Flip-Flops. They do not sponsor us, but they should.
Hey, sponsors, I wear your shit too. I mean, it's got to be better than these damn cloth masks that you can't fucking breathe through.
Yeah.
And I about used this paper one up for the last week because I think the whole thing's bullshit anyway, but that's besides the point. So I'm sticking with the paper one until it falls apart and I can't use it anymore. I tried the cloth one they gave me and it's just, like I said, it's just too fucking hot.
Well, does yours even fit your face? Mine doesn't fit my face. Oh, hell no.
If I put that son of a bitch on and my ears stick out like a fucking Frodo or some shit or like baby goddamn Yoda.
There's that, and I can either have. With mine, it was either cover the mouth or cover the nose. I couldn't do both.
Yeah, it reminds me of a goddamn Japanese jockstrap. You can't fucking cover everything with that thing.
That's what kills me. They give us these paper masks, and they say one size fits all. But I have some big-headed fools at work, and it literally looks like they're wearing a jock strap under their nose.
That's what it feels like, dude.
That's exactly what it felt like.
It like you said, they either can cover their mouth and chin, or they don't cover their chin and they cover their nose. So then they can't talk because their lip will slip below the mask. So bless their hearts. I actually ordered them and I'm waiting on them to ship, but I had a local lady make a bunch of cloth masks. And I had several of them to have tie strings instead of elastic, because that elastic's what fucks y'all up.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's not long enough for a big head. So, like you said, you look like some Frodo motherfucker with your ears all squat.
Oh, hell yeah. And it hurts like a son of a bitch, too.
Well, that's why I've used the, as you said last week, it was kind of ghetto, but I cut off the shirt sleeves and use those because I'm not dealing with the elastic. And it's just kind of like a neck gaiter or something that I pull up over my face when I need it or down around my neck when I don't have to have it on.
You know, what's really cool, though, and I don't know if it's the typical one-size-fits-all thing, but the art by Carla. Carla has put out some of her artwork on masks now, so if you haven't been over there, check those guys, or check that mask out. It's the, I forget, it's the nurse one. Of course, I'm going to draw a blank.
Saw that one, too.
Yep. But
part of the proceeds are going to, let's see if I can pull it up here real quick.
Masks not made in China? That's the hard part right now. There's plenty of masks that you can buy. Like, there's plenty of mask websites. Mm-hmm. Problem is, when you look and it says ships in 25 days, that means they're coming from overseas. So you don't want those.
That's her nurse and kind of like the Rosie the Riveter pose. And all of the proceeds.
We can do it, nurse.
What's that?
The We Can Do It nurse mask. Yeah.
And any of the profits are all going to Feeding America.
Well, that wouldn't do me any good at work because I don't need a nurse. Now, if she wants to draw a raven on the mask, then we're good.
I have her draw one of those, May the 4th be with you, only it's going to have the middle finger superimposed. Yes, got to love work. Mandatory requirements.
I mean, they're mandatory for what? I mean, let's look at it. We're not wearing the mask like we're supposed to. They're either cattywampus or we're constantly pulling at them, which makes you touch your face even more, and all of that weird shit. But yet, they say that the CDC recommends it. And I'm like, the CDC was smoking crack. They got sick of you people. So they just started making up the rules. Like, hey, wear a bandana because that totally – I mean, in what era can you go into a bank wearing a bandana right now and ask for money and get it?
Well, it depends. Do you want arrested or not?
No, you can do it. They can't make you unmask.
Oh, it's leave the firearm at home. My bad.
Yeah, you got to leave the firearm. But my favorite, y'all, I ain't even making this up. This lady put a plastic bag on her head. If you see these pictures that they post online and say there's no way people did this and then took a picture and then took it off. No, 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 no. This lady put a plastic bag over her head with no nose holes or nothing. And I was like, in 5 minutes, I'm going to get a 911 call. I'm sorry. I'm not CPRing you because you put a bag on your head.
Sorry, COVID. Here. Nope, she did. Fuck it.
Natural selection.
Oh God!
It's crazy shit like that, and like a guy. And now this one, I'll give him props for creativity. But he walked in, and he had on a full ski mask. Now, you know, from head to neck covered, sunglasses on, and he had nose plugs in it. A mouse still uncovered, you moron.
Yeah. It was like the one morning I did take mom, you know, at 6 o'clock in the morning, because that's the safest time for anybody. It's over 65 and blah, blah, blah. They're at Walmart, right? It's supposed to be designated just for them. And then you watch people come out and take the rubber gloves off, put them right back in their pocket, fondle their mask with their bare hands, put the mask back in their pocket. And it's like, why the fuck did you even wear that shit?
At least they're putting it in their pocket. All I find is they're putting it on the ground.
Yeah, I did see a lot of that too. Don't get me wrong. And that's ridiculous, because right there where you got your little cart return is the fucking trash can. Thank you, people. Come on. But wait a minute. We expect them to return their carts to the cart return area.
Dude. Never mind. So right out the grocery door where we have this, you can only enter one way and exit one way because of the governor, right? So we carried a fucking cart return, put it up against the building, right? They park it beside the cart return, and it's another 3 steps. I go out there and I'll say shit like, oh, thank you for returning the cart. You almost made it. My pet peeve right now is them tearing down the caution tape. Oh, I'm so sick of putting caution tape up.
You ought to switch from caution to crime scene.
No, electric fence.
I asked.
Electric fence.
Because the officers are like, hey, if you run out of yellow caution tape, because it's hard to find, so we don't have a lot. And I'm like, what have you got? And I saw it and I was like, their roll is fucking huge. Like, it's a spindle of it, but it all says crime scene. She wouldn't let me use crime scene. I was like, well, if I put that up, we'll get less customers. I'm just saying.
Well, you wouldn't have to use a whole lot, just 2 big strips across the door, and it's good.
They wouldn't care, because last week, me
you
and
my... You expect them to read?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even pay attention to the floor things. Come on. But we had a bunch of juveniles run, and they ended up throwing a gun. It turned out to be fake, but in the moment, you can't really tell a BB gun with no orange on it that it's fake. You know, it's metal, looks right, the grip's right, right? 9 police cars end up at the store. Not my fault. And, like, all these people started gathering. Well, I get knocked to the ground by the police officer, and I just look at these people, and I'm like, you're all dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. All you chicken heads who have your head up, you're dead. Reminds me of when we threw grenades. You know, if you like were one of those people that were a peeper, they would draw eyeballs on your helmet so that they could keep your head down when you throw a grenade. I don't know if they did that shit to y'all, but they did it to us in the Air Force. If you peek, they drew two eyeballs on your helmet. So the next time you went around, they just hold your head down. I wasn't that stupid. I didn't need to see it. Boom, I could hear it. Speaking of booms, I got Moabs in the mail.
What?
I got
what is Moab. A Moab?
It is a mother of all bath bombs, a new product from K-Bar Soap Co. But if you were in the Air Force, you'd know exactly what the fuck a Moab is.
Hells yeah.
And if you're not in the Air Force, you should still know, because they dropped one, like, what was it, a year and a half ago? 2 years?
Somewhere there, yep.
Trump got pissed and dropped the mother of all bombs on people. I will be testing the Moab later. Can't really take a bath and do DV. I mean, I could. Awkward.
So what you're saying is when we're done recording, you're going to go drop a bomb.
Not your kind of bomb. Apparently, it's a rule that Frosty has to poop before the show.
Oh, now you can't put that in the Patreon podcast.
Sure they can, because that was a funny discussion. Other than that, let's see. It was Star Wars week for me, so I've been doing that. I ain't done much else because I need to find a fucking chair. I need a chair. I need a corner chair. I need to find a chair that goes with my new footstool. I went to the Hobby Lobbies today, which they're kind of funny. They're sanitizing buggies, but people in the aisles do not give a fuck. There's no arrows, so you just go where the fuck you want. And I'm like, this is the land of the lawless. There is no order to this store. I can just walk down any aisle. But I found a footstool that was supposed to be $100, and it was in a section for 30% off, ended up being 50% off, so I have a new footstool, and I need a chair. Damn it. I'm never getting a recording corner set up. Never.
I thought you had a furry footstool.
That won't hold still for very long. And that little fucker come in here right before we were recording and stole my donut. Like, I was mid-bite, had it in my hand, and he reached over and stole my donut.
Go Skeeter.
Didn't I offer it to him? I literally took a bite, and you know, you take your hand away from your face, and he took it. And I was like, He just stole my donut. The dog stole my donut.
Well, at least he didn't shit in your front yard and smile at you like he did your neighbor. That was awesome.
Hey, in his defense, he's a wolf, so.
Well, oh. This is true. You can't train a wolf now, can you?
Well, see, that wolf post that PTS Dog made is my fault because as he's leaving, the lady behind him is the one who was screeching about him being a wolf and he shouldn't be in the store, and I corrected her. And it was like, he's an Alaskan Malamute. She goes, nobody asked you. And I was like, well, I live with him, so I should know. It's an Alaskan Malamute. She's like, I'm going to throw hands. And I was like, ugh, I wanted her to so bad. But her very next sentence was, but I have my child with me, so I won't. And I'm like, ugh, what a disappointment. I didn't even have time for my adrenaline to get rushed. And I was just like, ugh, get my hopes up. I got 8 or 9, how long has this stupid shit been going on? 9 weeks worth of frustration. And I'm in a Walmart. I'm your Huckleberry. But sadly, I did not get to because, you know, all talk, no fun. Lady, I'll bring the wolf back in here and let it bite you. I don't care. Except he wouldn't bite anything.
I'm out of your behind. Trying to drag you out of a fight.
That's what I was like. Good thing Skeeter walked off because he can't stop Mama. Ha. Oh. And then my son's there and I was like, don't jump in unless Mommy's getting her ass kicked. You just let Mom throw hands for a while. I hate people. People.
I hate Walmart.
Somebody was letting their child actively howl at our dog. And I'm not in my store, so I say what the fuck I want. And I'm like going through and I'm like, be nice if somebody taught their children some fucking manners in here. And my son's like, Mom. And I'm like, what? You threaten to flip off the old people? I can be loud and obnoxious, so.
I just would have stood next to the kid and started crying. And I have the mother like, what the hell are you doing? Fucking kid's making, talking to my dog. I'm just talking to your kid. Your fucking little crotch goblin there, woman.
So we need Oink and Frosty both to take a trip, and we're all going to go to Walmart and video it.
That'd be dangerous.
We just couldn't go in the toy section.
Yeah. Too many things, silver. Ooh, sparkles.
Ooh, a Nerf gun.
Batteries. Oh, shit.
You're down the fire truck aisle, and I'll set all of them off.
You're the guy who pushes all the buttons down the aisles when there's talkie toys.
Yes. Oh, we did even better when the Tickle Me Elmo came out way back in the day. They had all the other ones in like the baby Sesame Street. We discovered that if you set the one on the end off, the whole shelf goes off.
Oh, Lord.
So we'd do that and watch them all go on the floor.
Yeah, I have a Tickle Me Elmo story that's hilarious. Back in the day when those things were first released, you couldn't get your hands on a Tickle Me Elmo. It's damn near impossible. So we happened to get a shipment in. And I'm watching this guy, and he puts a Tickle Me Elmo down the front of his pants. Yes, you heard me right. So me and the police officer approach him and stop him. And he's like, I didn't do nothing, you know, like they do. And about that time, Tickle Me Elmo goes off in his pants all on its own and starts giggling. And I was like, even Elmo's not impressed in there. Yeah, dude swore up and down he didn't steal nothing, even when Tickle Me Elmo was giggling in his pants. He was like, and I was like, what child are you giving a toy that you put in your fucking crotch? Ugh, I hate people. I hate society. I hate everything. What am I talking about?
A crotch goblin, of course.
Well, the kids are kind of quiet right now because most parents are freaking out and got them in masks, so they can't really scream under those things.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah, but why do you bring your baby to Walmart and then try to figure out trying to get like a 6-month-old to wear a mask? You're so stupid. Even though I may or may not have bought a plush baby Yoda dude, and he may or may not have wore a mask all day in my office since it was mandatory that we have masks on at work. I may or may not have taken photos. I don't know. When this is over, I feel like people are going to wear masks like they do in Japan for fashion. If it's ever over. So why can't it go back? Can you just open up the barbershops and the hair salons and the nail salons, please? My hair getting crazy.
So what's the plan for the Hornets? You know, what type of protective gear do we have to have for them?
Toilet paper and Jack Daniels.
Dragon's breath. If you have not seen that post, you know what I'm talking about. 12-gauge shotgun. Dragon's breath.
Awesome.
Yeah, because from what I'm seeing and reading and hearing, you wear a bee suit and that thing won't stop the stinger from coming through either. So, yeah, screwed.
I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
Nuke them.
No comb.
Don't we owe China a few of those just for the virus?
I mean, I think that's where the murder hornets came from.
And they landed in Washington State. Go figure. Maybe they're there to fix Antifa and then move on.
I don't know. I mean, I like JJ's typed in there. We're going to all be in fucking chainmail and shit by the time all of this bullshit's over. We're all going to be wearing medieval armor and knight's helmets. Yellow Head's going to be safe to go anywhere.
Carrying a 6-foot lance so you can make sure you're social distancing.
I need a cartoon drawn now of Oink riding a pig in armor with a lance. Frosty's backer going, no. He's our art dude, and he's back. I know he's in the background, like, cussing me now.
I'm just trying to figure out how to make it work with what I've already got drawn up.
We're going to have to contact Art by Carla and get her to do some shit. One of these years, you may actually see merchandise from us. Probably not in this millennium, because we don't give a fuck enough to try. It's like, we'll think about it. Well, this show went to shit.
Well, it started that way.
Well, yeah, you poop first.
So, think about this. When Oink was talking about, hobbling down to the computer, he got his pimp walk on. Imagine his entrance theme, Pimpin' Ain't.
Huh? Your whole thought stopped.
Remember the WWE or whatever, the wrestling people? They used to have someone come out to Pimpin' Ain't Easy. That could be Oink's theme song.
Well, here's the funny part. I've actually thought about this. If each of the DV radio characters walked out, what would their theme song be? I know what mine would have to be. Obviously, it'd have to be Stone Cold, glass smashing, that kind of shit. Because I fuck shit up. I'm a shit fucker upper. That's what I do. But Frosty is the one I'm stuck on.
Well, that only happens in winter, and that happens if you lick a flagpole.
Literally. I didn't lick Frosty and get stuck to him there, buddy. He gets a little mad if you try to lick him. I'm just saying.
How do you know?
This conversation took a wrong turn.
Well, I mean, he does have fudgesicles in his butt cheeks, so would you want to lick that?
Why do you think he put that? Oh, never mind.
How do you know?
I kind of work with that son of a bitch in the winter.
Yeah, but it sounds to me like you've actually stuck your freaking tongue to the frozen pole there, buddy.
No.
I like bacon, not fudgesicles.
I like bacon, not fudgesicles. And he definitely don't like tundra wookies. Y'all got to look that word up if you don't know what it means. I did, and I'm scarred for life.
Yeah, try living with them. Woo!
I was going to say, at this point in time, just with all this quarantine, they're all over the country right now.
Hey, I haven't seen those on Pornhub yet.
Please don't Google that.
They're in the dark web of Pornhub.
Okay, so if you go to the Urban Dictionary, y'all are going to love this. Tundra Wookiee, describing a woman from interior northern Alaska who lets all of her hair grow out and often has impaired bathing skills. Impaired bathing skills? What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
No K-bar.
And she's hammered. She can't bathe.
I mean, they make it sound like she's too drunk to take a bath versus she just don't bathe.
Yes.
Probably both.
And then their example is, did you meet any chicks at the bar last night? Nope, just a bunch of tundra Wookiees. They need a shaving and a bathing. I mean, nobody says that. They say, ooh, you stink. Go wash your ass.
You obviously have not been in a bar up here lately.
Ever, they say.
Hey, neither have they, because we're still locked down as well.
And then option number two, a tundra Wookiee has more facial hair than a normal 18-year-old man. Prefer beer over all other beverages, wears Carhartt overalls with flannel shirts and typically green down cut off jackets, and drive lifted Dodge diesel pickup trucks. When spoken to, never look them directly in the eyes or you might become their prey. Don't get too close or you may pass out of large contents of tobacco and awake in their foreign ungodly lair. Good Lord.
So basically it's a furry dependipotamus.
Yes.
Oh my God. Hate mail, hate mail, hate mail in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Oh my God. Get a Tundra Wookiee mug for your Auntie Helena. No, let's not say we did.
So the Tundra Wookiee mugs come with fur already attached.
I guess it's like a female Chewbacca wandering around Alaska up there. I don't know.
In heels, yes.
They wear heels?
So tell me, like, when you're engaged with one, do they make the same sounds as Chewbacca?
You know, I don't know. My wife is from actual central Pennsylvania, so I have never been engaged with one or engaged with one because I run. I ain't going to lie. I don't have a hunting license. I don't have a tag for a cow Tundra Wookiee or male Tundra Wookiee, any Tundra Wookiees. I don't draw tags. So shoot to kill. Save yourself.
Oh, my gosh. And this is really a thing up there. Like, people really walk around unbathed, hair just flowing out of their tank tops and just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. And that's just downtown.
Good Lord, what's out in the wilderness? Don't okay, ask. Here's a question. Would you rather face Bigfoot or Tundra Wookiee?
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. At least this way I know I'm getting raped.
Did we take any kind of break? Or did we talk through it?
We talked right on through it.
Choo-choo, motherfucker. We trucking along.
This train just keeps on rolling.
So, in other words, the timekeeper forgot at 30 minutes? It'll be fine. We'll fix it. I was like, geez, this was a long first half. I don't know if I'm going to make a second half. We just talk like hell. So,
sorry. So we sit with Marquee, too. And look, we got 2 shows out of that shit.
Well, we did have some dead air in there, so there was a pause.
There's a few. Eh.
So I want to get Marquee, grown-ass man, our crew, I want to have a frag out, drag out that most people will probably never forget. What do you guys think? I try to ask the audience at least one question to see if they give a shit, but I'm never in chat to see if they ever answer my questions. So, whoopsie.
A little frag out, drag out with a little true information coming at you. Hell yeah.
I think those shows should clash together at least once. I'm just saying.
Could be. If we can get them to stay up late enough to record with us.
It'll be Marquee that has the problem. He's got 47 children, so he's got to go to bed early.
Just send him 5 pounds of coffee and tell him to drink it all in one day, and we'll pick that day to record.
I'm sure he can make it for one.
Well, he makes it for a barracks talk, so.
La-da-da. Nothing else has happened. Literally, our world is one thing and one thing only here lately. So, and that horse has been dead. We done kicked it. We done beat it. We have done strangled it. We have done set it on fire, and it's still alive.
Turn that shit into glue and reuse that. Hell yeah, we've done it all.
So is it time to kick the hornet's nest?
Yes.
But we've already done that too, so.
Hold up, let me break out the Book of Revelations. What's next? Fuck.
Oh, my goodness.
And soon we'll have the, oh, Lord, bless this thy hand grenade. Monty Python, search the Holy Grail.
I feel like if you've ever watched Austin Powers, Dr. Evil is in charge of the world right now.
Our early attempts at a tractor beam went through several preparations. Preparations A through G were a complete failure. But now, ladies and gentlemen, we finally have a working tractor beam, which we shall call Preparation H.
That's why dumb shit's happening.
Right.
It's Carol Baskins, I tell you. That bitch.
Still haven't watched a show, single show. Anybody else not watch that bullshit?
And Nicolas Cage is going to be the new one.
Wouldn't watch that either. Can't stand either. But seriously, am I the only person who hasn't watched Tiger King or whatever it's called?
I watched it twice, if that tells you anything.
Well, that couldn't be very entertaining because you boys had 2 weeks off. I figure if you liked it, you'd binge watch it.
I did. We did. Took all one evening.
He forced me to watch it.
You played it at work.
He forced me to watch it. I could not look away. Oink was holding my head. Why is this guy in a picture holding piglets?
Well, it was funny because they kept seeing the memes, you know, of Tiger King just when they first started hitting Facebook and shit. And, you know, I watched it in the office and I was like, man, this thing's a fucking train wreck. And more memes kept coming out. And finally, like, all right, fine, I'll play it. I don't care. So I threw it up on the big screen there in the break room. And it was the second time around. It was just as big as a train wreck as the first time around. Only I caught more stuff the second time around. So, yeah. But yes, Carol fucking Baskin, that bitch.
Yeah, but Dr. Lee Evil at least had, you know, a shaved cat.
Let's not talk about that.
Joe Exotic had 237 cats. Whether or not one was shaved or not, we don't know. Just saying.
And Bra's in prison right now, so what's that tell you about him?
Well,
gay guy in the prison system. That's not funny at all.
He did turn two straight guys gay, or for at least a little bit.
They only played gay so they could get drugs. Come on now.
See, you know more about the movie than half the people listening probably right now.
I read all the memes, y'all.
Like I said, it's a train wreck that you just can't look away from.
Kind of like this show.
Kind of show that you should turn off, but don't.
Choo-choo, motherfucker. We still rolling along. Choo-choo,
motherfucker. What stupid thing will Frosty say next?
Who knows? We didn't go to break for you to throw in a one-liner to make me choke to death and then have to try to, like, say we're taking a break. So we totally missed the break. So I don't know what he's going to put in there, but fuck it. We've said it enough times. I'm sure there's a recording of me saying it.
Break, 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 break.
I don't know. There's nothing on Facebook anymore.
I did scare the shit out of a little black bear today. That was funny as hell.
You scared the shit out of a what?
Little black bear.
Oh.
He's about a he's a little black bear and he's just crossing. Little black
boy, and I was like, that's mean as shit.
That's why we need true information. No, I'm kidding. No, it was a black bear and he was over back where we service our trucks up in the wintertime. And he's just getting ready to climb over one of those little pipes that come out of the ground and I lay on the air horn. I swear to God he left a trail of shit all the way around the corner of the tank. He ran up the hill. We lost track of him. So,
was that before or after you tried to run me over?
Just a little bit before.
Why did you try to run over Frosty?
He's playing out because I was playing in the road.
Oh my gosh! I got nothing for y'all because these two are a train wreck in themselves. I would like to not actually have to do any work, but go to work with them for a week.
It would be entertaining, I think, needless to say.
Some days.
Yeah, other days it's just, the stupidity is maxed out and you can't even have any fun. But, yeah.
Oh, you missed it. Before you went through, I actually had two nice lanes mapped out with cones for people to go through. And they would take and cut through a parking lot instead of driving through my cones.
That's what I seen. I kept seeing everybody go through the parking lot. I'm like, there's a gap right there. Fuck this. I'm going through the gap. And everybody in the truck is riding with me. No, you ain't going to fit. You ain't going to fit. I said, I'm going to fit if I have to get up on the sidewalk. Watch this shit.
Oh, my God. So were your lanes not mapped out quite wide enough there, Frosty?
Oh, they were plenty wide. He fit. He didn't even touch the curb.
Nope. Or didn't touch a curb or a cone.
These people around here, they see a cone and they panic.
Oh, my God.
I actually had several cars turn around.
I mean, I-85 is always under construction and there's always cones. So I'm just like at the point now, if I hit them, I hit them, you know, that's all we see. So what makes them freak out about cones?
Well, that's just it. That's the season we're in Alaska right now. It's construction season. Yeah. The next season is winter and that's all we have. So the cones are out and they see a cone and they freak the fuck out. So. And then when they see the first snowfall, the same thing, they freak the fuck out and think they have to go to the ditch. Or at least half of them. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, a snow flurry. Let me just go ahead and crash.
Yep, let me get out of the way.
So, I'm just going to put it here in the ditch for safekeeping.
So in my youth, when I was driving.
So 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
40 years ago. No, 35, somewhere there. Anytime there was construction zone that used like the floppy cones, like the telephone people would use, I'd swerve at the last moment and take one and just collect a cone and just have it drag under my car and then pull into a parking lot and throw it in my trunk. And I collected cones for a while like that.
Why
not?
I am not responsible for my co-hosts and their illegal actions, folks.
I have cones for sale.
And that's the one damn thing that I had to like beg and borrow was freaking those stupid floppy ass, you know, the ones with the black base that pop out of the bottom. I had to freaking call around and get those damn stupid ass cones for the store. And then like a month and a half into the bullshit, they send in barricades. And I'm like, you fucking suck. Do you know how hard it is to come by cones without having to pay for them? Apparently really easy if you're driving.
Yep.
But when you're trying to get them gained legally, I could not. I finally called the police department. I was like, you know those cones y'all use for events? Yeah, why? Can we borrow some? Because there ain't no damn events. So I have like 15 police cones. But apparently I should have just notified Fester there, and he could have got me a bunch.
I got about 200 in the back of my truck at work.
Well, that's helpful.
I just follow the paint guys around and steal them when they put them down.
And we steal them from you guys when you put them down.
That's fine. See, we just recycle. That's all there is.
I would love to see that game. Frosty be like concentrating on paint and turn around and look back and be like, where the hell did my cones go? Damn it, oink. Oh, he would automatically know it's you. He wouldn't even guess.
We were on the backside of base cutting some limbs out that were hanging on the road that gets into the tractors and what have you. And out back, it was Farsi's co-workers, and they're, you know, painting the stripes down the center of the lane to the road. And, of course, they had a couple vehicles behind them. Well, they'll stop painting, pull up so that people can drive over the, you know, non-painted surface so they don't leave tracks everywhere. Well, this one guy in a van decides he wants to sit there and shoot the shit with the trail vehicle that's laying out all the cones. And the operator of the old striping truck there, he was about to get out and fucking drag that motherfucker out of his van and whoop his ass. It was hilarious.
That's a typical everyday thing, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and we were behind him the other day, and we just joined the parade. We just turned our fucking beacons on and stayed behind him. And then they let us go. We're like, no, we had nothing better to do. We were just following you guys for moral support. We were going to take out your cones, but you guys could see us, so we had to wait.
So y'all's bosses must hate you.
Some days.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's why we're on the backside of base. The bosses usually don't come back there for good reason.
I was going to say, the last couple of days I've been working right in front of the big boss's office, so I got to be on my better behavior.
Better. He didn't say best. He said better behavior.
Yes.
He doesn't have a best behavior.
This time of year, no.
Oh, my gosh. I would hate to be y'all's supervisor. I really would. Y'all would give me a headache in less than a week. You would come up and I'd be like, just do whatever the fuck you want to do because that's what you're going to do anyway, so fuck it.
I was going to say, my supervisor's a chain smoker because of this time of year. Can't hardly get him out of the smoke pit.
Well, it's not exactly pretty. Oink, do you want to put in a word for what we're supposed to say because we fucked our whole show up and didn't take any breaks or any pauses and just kind of said fuck it?
You know. We could do that. Sure, why not? Hey, folks, thanks for listening to our show, no matter how fucked up it may be. It is, of course, sponsored by the one and only K-Bar Soap Company. K-Bar Soap Company, exactly, is the only all-natural soap and beard care option you'll ever need. And check those folks out today because guess what? They have the mother of all bath bombs. That's right. It's time to blow up that bathing routine and shake things up a bit. And, you know, they built that one to be soothing and relaxing for all those that like to take a bath of freedom instead of showering with it. So head over to K-Bar Soap Company, ditch the bar, grab a grenade. Make showering great again.
Who else thinks, like, when he changed his voice that he's, like, got a fucking commercial, radio commercial voice? It's not like you haven't had to do a one or two.
One or three or four.
If it lasts more than 4 hours.
That's a different commercial. Different commercial, different sponsor. Yeah.
Look, I don't care how desperate we get. I am not taking a sponsorship from the little blue pill people, okay? Because I do not want to have to throw in, and if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, please consult a physician or seek medical help. Because, yeah, it's bad enough I have to listen to the stupid shit that airs on DV radio.
Go for next year's opener.
And then, of course, you know, you'd have to throw in those guys that could talk really fast. They're not useful. Do not cover your penis. It's a 4 hour erection.
May cause anal bleeding.
Yeah.
If you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, please see a Tundra Wookiee.
They'll help you out. They'll fix it. Just look at them and. I still can't believe such a thing exists. I'd never heard that until I met you guys.
Yeah. Joys of living in Alaska.
Actually, they have a Tundra Wookiee beer, don't they? Or a Wookiee everything up there.
Yeah, it's by the same company that makes the one that's called Panty Peeler.
There's a beer called Panty Peeler?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does it work?
If you drink enough. Or she drinks enough, I guess.
I hear Frosty in the background, like, contemplating how to answer that. False advertising, bitches. I'm suing.
I drank a case and none of them fell off, damn it. No, she's supposed to. Oh. See?
Instructions unclear. Dick caught in ceiling fan.
Oh, in that case, it was stuck in the bottle.
Of the beer or FlexiSeal?
Yes.
So they sell FlexiSeal gift packs now, and I have a feeling that's our fault. So sorry. They heard that show. Damn it, they're not sponsoring us, but they heard that, and they're like, man, these motherfuckers are onto something. We should make a gift set.
They just let out the glitter balls.
Oh, my God. Let's not get back on the glitter balls.
Bedazzling done cheap.
I guess it's better than dirty deeds done cheap because that involves Tundra Wookiees.
They ain't cheap.
No, nope.
You have to pay for their meals. My God, those things can eat a lot.
How much does a belly hay cost?
You're shipping it to Alaska, bub.
490. The bale of hay only cost you $15, but it's the shipping.
Yes, the
$485.
Yeah, I love that when you go to a website and it's like 99 cents, $250 shipping. Well, that's why it was so cheap. Well, folks, that's a show. I can't promise what kind of show, but it was a show. We had a show. We're just getting into our groove, switching from days to nights, and I literally just took a nap before the show, so I was just like, must record. Where's laptop? I have an Alexa, so Alexa had a reminder to remind him, so that's how come we ended up showing up when we did. But Alexa also has a Samuel L. Jackson mode, and if you ask Samuel L. Jackson what his favorite word is, it's motherfucker. And yes, Alexa says motherfucker. Matter of fact,
looking to sponsor Frag Out Drag Out, contact Oink at Oink at DV Radio.
Matter of fact, I wish he would like get Alexa to talk in there and like have the speaker near him. Oh, I heard. What is he doing? He may actually be going to get Alexa. I've got to teach her something funny to say for DV Radio. So right in the middle of it, I can say, Alexa, what did I say about DV Radio? And her say something smart. But I haven't figured out how to hack her yet and make her actually swear. Samuel L. Jackson will swear. Alexa will not. I called her a bitch earlier and she just turned off.
Oh, you got to hear what I call mine.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets offended. And then I said something, and she goes, "You want to hear a sound?" And then she farted. And I'm like, "Really, Alexa?" So she's a smart ass little thing.
So she's been taking lessons from the dog.
Yeah, probably. Skeeter probably programmed her when we were sleeping. Anyway,
wow.
Uncle that Fester,
Tundra,
huh?
That Tundra Wookiee beer, I just looked it up. It's 13% alcohol by volume.
Jesus, that's worse than Natty. Or Ice House.
Well, the panty peeler one was only 8.5.
That's because Tundra Wookiees don't wear panties.
But it has a tart cherry smell.
He said smell, not taste at first.
wait. How does Oink know they don't wear panties?
That's Frosty. Oink's like, oh, me.
Because I live in the valley. I don't live in Los Anchorage. I live in the valley where they don't wear clothes.
Yeah, but he said it has a tart cherry smell, and I'm like, oh, my God.
I told you I'd get one in there somewhere.
Oh, God. You were not right. Uncle Fester, do you have any final thoughts before I start crying on air?
He's deep in thought, folks. Let him be.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us next week. Please watch or listen to the entire show, not watch the show.
Please, God, no. I'm not wearing pants.
Frosty.
We ruined it. Well, this is a perfect fucked up ending for a fucked up show. How you doing? Frosty, you have any final thoughts besides knowing that Tundra Wookiees smell like tart cherry?
Oh, come on, you stupid microphone. No, the only thing I got is check on your brothers and sisters out there, and if you need help or need to talk to somebody, look for somebody to talk to. Use the phone, use your text, use whatever.
Use the force. Oink, I'm scared to ask.
Everything is better with bacon. Maybe even Tundra Wookiees. Be safe out there, people. Wrap it in FlexiSeal. Carry on.
I got nothing, folks, after that. I mean, how do you top that shit? You've been listening to fucking hell. This time, Oink did it, not Frosty. I can never fucking get in those lines because somebody makes me laugh. Oh, you've been listening to
Frag Hell. We are evil.
You've been listening to us on a station, WDVR, and that's all we got, folks. Bye.
We got to bring.
DDV Radio.